come in.
Hi, did I miss anything?
Where have you been for the last 2 years?
Well, I just went down the shops. Did you want anything?
This is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is the show 178, and it's the Tim and Kirk show.
Hi, it's Coverley and Baker back at their brilliant best.
And mine's a cornetto. Welcome to Radio Clash, and this is show 178, and we have, after 2 years down the shops, we have Kirk.
Well, there was a lot to get, you know.
We're both
growing lads.
A lot of raspberry ripples to get through. We're both groaning lads, you say?
Yeah, well, you know, you go down the shops, there's just loads of stoners down there, you know, you have to wait in the queue for absolutely ages. We can do this, Tim, right, if I point, you start singing... I was following the pack course. Yeah, that was it.
I was following the pack course, which was following a GPS signal. I don't know.
Oh no, the sat nav's on the pack course. Trot right 90 yards.
Go north, kill Thurin. I know, but I mean, the thing about that song is it's scary. What's that about falling into the snow and causing it strawberry?
I don't know.
It's strawberry, very... just like your Red Bull you were drinking.
I like the song because it's very kind of scary. If you see the video on YouTube, it's all kind of very pagan animation. It's like Morph, but
what more... pagan animation? There's lots of crosses and
it is check out the video on YouTube, and it's like it's all kind of like clay animation type things, isn't it? And it's like a scary morph. It is the spirit of Tony
that
Hart
reminds me
back.
That reminds me, not talked about that, Tony Hart. Yeah. Ah, very sad.
Old news now, about 3 weeks back.
I know it's old news, but it's not, yeah. because, I mean, you've been away down the shop for 2 years. This is not old news.
But what was really weird, it only seemed... I checked my watch, it was only like, 2 hours. It was 2 hours.
It was 2 hours?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Are you sure this shop isn't like the Mr. Ben shop? You actually go around the back and you end up in Iceland or something.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was actually an interdimensional warp rather than a shop.
You sure which Iceland are you talking about? The shop? Or the
was
the
shop called Stargate?
Because I did see Kerry Katona the other day, so it could be.
Kerry Katona?
As she says on the adverts, chicken tikka lasagna, that's new.
You mean Kerry Katonia?
What did I call her?
Kerry Katona.
I never know how to pronounce her name. Yeah,
Catatonia. Just like the band, and they've disappeared as well. So.
I know. Well, she was on one of those I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here things, wasn't she?
Well, she obviously went out to the shop for 2 years and never came back. Anyway.
All the top celebs are doing it. It's like bipolar disorder used to be the new thing, you know, the new trendy thing to claim you had, and now it's actually... going in a time warp, a Bermuda Triangle type time warp, disappearing in the shops for 2
the Mary hours. Celeste syndrome.
Yeah.
Just like China crisis. Oh, no, it's China syndrome.
Yeah.
No. I'm doing bizarre... Sorry. Too much red wine. Anyway, welcome to Radio Clash. And the last time we did a show together was December 2006.
Yeah. I think what it was, because I only ever came on the show when you invited me on, and you never invited me after that. And the only thing I could think of...
But you, that was, you never
that
asked.
Was, that was...
I was waiting for you to ask. I was waiting for you to ask. You were waiting for me to ask you.
The problem was, that show was the... it was the Traffic Island Discs one.
2 year show.
And it was because I chose Glenn Campbell. I thought, well, he's obviously really pissed off at me and he never invited me back on. And I can't blame you. I was so ashamed after.
Curses, Glenn Campbell.
I listened to the podcast back and I went, why, Kirk, you idiot? Why did you choose that? Because what happens in retrospect, you listen to the whole show and all the other people who were on it who suggested tune did really cool stuff. And I go, why did I choose Glenn Campbell? Oh, for fuck's sake. But yeah, it's funny, it feels like I've never been away. Well, it does, actually.
It does. So what have you been doing in the meantime?
You know, kind of water divining, ley lines, that kind of thing. You know, just general ambience.
Just like this music.
Yeah.
Have you bought your mobile phone yet? Yeah, and this music.
I did tell you not to.
Which advert was it, though? I can't remember. Was it 3 or was it 02? I can't remember which one it was.
It was something, yeah.
But no, that's why I'm using it. I'm using it for comic effect because we are subconsciously advertising. Ha ha! We're subconsciously advertising some mobile we don't even fucking know. Mm. So anyway,
is it Tesco Mobile?
It might be Tesco Mobile. What do you mean they actually give you? I think that might be a good idea to actually play a song now. What should we play though? What should we play?
I don't know. It's your choice. I claim White Winter Hymnal.
All right.
By the Fleet Foxes. Okay. Imagine that, a fleet of foxes.
I think
Hertz Rental Foxes.
I think it has to be this song, which is from Milk. And it's a song I didn't actually know very much about. And the film Milk is brilliant, even though you haven't seen it yet. Yeah. But this is one of those 70s groups who were slightly embarrassing. It's Sopwith Camel, Hello, Hello.
Talk a while. Would you like some of my tangerine? I know I'd never treat you mean. Never knew how I'd meet you. Didn't know how to greet you. When I saw you look that way, to say hello,
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 hello.
Say I love you. Oh, always near, too high above you. Now I'm not so far away. Now at last I can say hello.
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 You've got pretty hair.
You've got pretty hair.
Hello. Hello. Can't you tell I care? Would you like some of my tangerine? I know I'd never treat you mean.
So that was Wild Young Hearts by...
And your one before, which was?
By the Noisettes. I haven't introduced who they are.
Oh, no, sorry.
I'm all in a whirl.
All right, okay. I'm going to claim that that's one of my choices, and I'll tell you why I'm claiming that one. Is the problem, if I'm ever on this podcast, you see, Tim has access to much cooler music than I do, you see. So that... You should see some of the fucking horrors that I'm going to inflict on you later. Some of the bloody cheesy classics. So I needed to redeem myself by having something at least. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Something slightly credible. And also, I needed to exorcise it out of my head because I heard that song came out, I think it was December. And I only ever heard it a couple of times on the radio, but it really kind of dug itself in, and I've not been able to stop singing it. I needed to get it out of my head, basically.
Have you been eating lots of...
So thank you for downloading it illegally off the internet.
Yes, and then playing it on this podcast for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I owe you one.
And have you been eating lots of Noisette Whirls since? Because
the net... No, because they're made of hazelnuts.
Oh, you hate this. That's ironic, isn't it? You hate hazelnuts, but you like the Noisettes.
Yeah, but is it Noisettes or is it Noisette?
I don't know. I'm not French. Anyway, and then before that was Hello Hello by Sop with Camel, which is someone from the 1970s who are very unhip. And that was in the movie Milk. And I loved it when I heard it. And I was actually given that CD free from work.
Free?
Yes, free! Because I was at Universal Music and I was saying how much I liked Sylvester because they were playing the videos.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's that remix. It's actually number two in the charts and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, because they've remixed Mighty Real. And I was like, how much I like the film and I like. And they just gave me a CD. And there you are. Yay! One of the few perks I've ever had. Usually it's just access to a microwave. I got a CD. That's good.
Yeah, but usually you just nick them anyway. It's just on this this case, you're legitimately given one. Usually,
yes.
You just nick them.
Yes. Well, I actually had that conversation with saying, "You haven't sued me yet." Actually, Universal. Yeah. You haven't sued me yet. We like you, and they were going, "Yes." Oh, we're just not organised enough.
No,
just
can't be bothered. Yeah, I'm Tim, but not that Tim, the one that does the podcast. I'm not that one.
Yeah, I'm not infringing on Universal's music at all, never. Right. Have you bought any more mobile phones yet?
Oh, what's weird about this? It's like, do you usually prepare stuff? It just feels odd having nothing prepared.
No. What do you mean, like a casserole?
Yeah, because you knew I was coming. I thought you were going to
bake you a cake. I knew you was coming. I didn't bake you a cake. I know. Mm. No, I never prepare. I never prepare these podcasts. Apart from I make sure I know what the order is, roughly.
Yeah.
So what are we going to play next, then?
I don't know. It's one of yours, then.
Is it? I'm going to play The Black Kids, which is a song that we... How did we come across this song? Well, I heard the album and said to you, "Oh, it sounds like Sparks. It sounds like all these different things." And you,
which I agree because someone got me
drunk.
I actually got the album for my birthday, and it was good. So I knew the singles. I thought, this is quite good. Listen to it once, twice. Blah blah blah. It's definitely one of those albums. The more you listen to it, the more you get out of it. And Tim was texting me, going, "Oh, you got to hear this. It's really really good." And it's like I did listen to it a couple of times more, and it is good. And this is one of the best tracks on it.
Well, it's weird. It's like you've got like 50s in there. You've got 50s doo-wop. You've got sort of 60s harmony groups, girl groups. You've got like 70s rock, and you've got 80s sort of Sparks type stuff. And it is kind of a strange mixture of all of them. It's a mashup. They are doing mashups, I think. So this is I've Underestimated My Charm again.
A lie, maybe a male. A good angst in my dance. And God damn it to hell, it don't help if I dance. And you're not doing too well. All the blogs are about you, girl. They caught you in the park after dark, giving head to a statue girl. Oh, cool.
So that was Sparks, and now they're in the BBC.
Yeah, I'm sure people will be impressed you meddling with the pitch control halfway through that. We never did determine what these mysterious numbers in the middle of the screen do.
I think that's your IQ.
Wow, look at that.
97.30. Wow.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, I like it when you accidentally give me compliments. Because it doesn't happen.
I'm 47.10, that's mine. Oh, shit. Oh, well. So, yes, that was Sparks, and now they're in the BBC, which wasn't... I didn't heavily kind of prompt before the start of that mix in any form of way. I wasn't subconsciously mentioning it every five words, was I? And then before that was the Black Kids with Underestimated My Charm, brackets again.
Mm. So can you tell me about Black Lips, who have suddenly appeared on the scene?
Black Lips?
Yeah, have you not heard
Am I a goth?
Have you not heard of that?
Black Lips?
Yeah.
No.
Right, there's a band out at the moment called Black Lips, and I thought you could tell me something about them, but obviously you can't. It's just really confusing now, that's all. You know, there's too many similarly
well, it's like
bands.
It's like all the Lady Hawk. Lady Hawk, otherwise known as Bananarama. But there was, then you got Lady Gaga, and you got Lady Tron. There's too many ladies.
Yeah, and there was Black Kids, but also there was Cold War Kids, and there's another one called Cool Kids, which are like a rap group, and I'm sure there's something else.
Kids on Fame.
Kids from Fame, of course, yeah, the classic ones. So it's like, you know, there just seems to be this, like, little kind of finite pool of words that are being shared around between bands, and bands have got to have more originality, I've suddenly realised.
Yes, they do.
Because, I mean, you know, you could have a good record, and then a similarly named band will just steal your press. Yeah. I'm absolutely sure I haven't made it up. There is one called Black Lips.
I've not heard of them. But you also got the Black Keys as well.
Black Keys, okay.
They've split up, but there was Black Keys.
And because they're getting
so
all
Black
of
Kids,
Alicia
Black
Keys.
Keys.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, Alicia Keys. Yeah. And then you've got Alison Steadman, who's not actually a musician.
Alison Steadman? Are you thinking of the other one? Love...
No, Alison Steadman, I was thinking of the actress.
The actress,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Who isn't actually a musician, but anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
Top our band.
That's the end of that 6 degrees of separation, I think. It always ends in Mike Lee, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yes, so we've got the Black Kids, who actually, you told me about this, you checked in the lyrics, that the Sparks quoting of that song was intentional, wasn't it?
Well, you said, oh, listen to this track, doesn't it sound like Sparks? So I did. I thought, yes, it did. But then, very cleverly, the very beginning of the song does actually reference them, because I checked in the little booklet. So
well, as the battle was saying, was it, as you said...
It was something like many a male before me, so you think it's M-A-L-E, and it's M-A-E-L.
Who aren't actually brothers, apparently. And you heard it here first.
Yeah. So we were wondering about that earlier, if it was a kind of like Gilbert and George situation.
Yeah, it's actually partners. It's possible. It's possible. They don't look alike, do they? Even the hair colour's different.
No. Didn't ever bother questioning it.
I know. You see how the world is brainwashing you.
Yeah.
Even if you have 197.30 IQ.
Yeah.
And probably falling as we drink more wine.
We're going to negative numbers very soon.
Yeah. So yes. So yeah, that was now they own the BBC and oh yeah. Whee! Oh god, that means this has ended, which is kind of like.
Quick, put on another theme from mobile folk commercial. Why don't the Penguin Cafe Orchestra just do a song called Music from an Aspirational Mobile Phone Commercial?
Music to have dinner parties by. Yeah, and then music for an orange commercial. It's true, though. It's true. I mean, it's strange, because the guy has died, and it's just like he must be making more money now from commercials.
Mr. Penguin?
Yeah, Mr. Penguin, yes.
Yeah.
I forget his name. Simon Jeffs. Oh, my God, I remembered it.
Oh.
Simon Jeffs is the main person from Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And he died in the 90s, probably early 90s, which is very sad. But it's strange, because actually since then, Penguin Cafe Orchestra probably got more bigger and have his big box sets and shit. And
More bigger.
Very Atomic Penguin, so like 50-foot high penguin. Yeah.
Attack of the 50-foot penguin.
Which, have you heard about this movie called Big Man Japan?
No.
Someone's doing a kind of like a modern version of a Godzilla movie, but with CG, and it's very bizarre. And you should look at it. It's weird. It is weird.
We played Now That I Own the BBC. Were we going to make some reference?
Yes, about really bad synth noises. And
okay.
And we're going to. The fact is, you might have heard during that song. I love Sparks, and that album was the album that introduced me to Sparks, which is a Saxon Census Violins, brilliant title. But listening to it now, they were using a lot of the synthesizers. Everyone else was using Dubstar, and everyone else was using the synthesizers, and they sound fucking cheesy. And let's go back to 1986, where we had the Yamaha DX7, which is a synthesizer, had the same effect, and that was the problem. Everything sounded really cheesy, and the next song I'm going to play is proof of how bad. I think 1986 was the worst year in music ever. And this is the proof.
Honey sneaking, you estimated right. That night, the other weekend, collectively the facts should conclude that superstition. You caught the brother in a terrible disposition.
It's a shame.
Is in the toilet. He's not peeing fast enough. Ooh. You see, that's how that pee break was far too short, you see. So what are we going to talk about while he's in the toilet, you see? This is far too mournful music for this kind of shit.
Is that recording?
Yes, I can hear your squeaky door.
Right.
I've realised the music is far too mournful. I was telling him about the fact that you're in a pee break.
Right, yeah. if I could just say, I mean, I'm not that big
prestigious
bloke, but I couldn't believe I had that much fluid in me. That was
that's what she said.
Right. Anyway, you know we just played two songs there.
Yeah.
You know the first one.
It's a bit of a segue.
Did me and you ever have that talk about quality control?
About quality control?
Yeah.
What kind of quality control?
The Claire and Friends guide to quality control.
What, she's like the Careless Manual, except written by Claire, right? Well, actually, it wasn't right, 8.5, 9.5. She, when she'd been gone through the whole of the record industry, She wrote that manual. Yes, I know. No one owns that song. That song just arrived on our playlist, Phantom-like, yes.
I did tell you, the only two facts I know about that record, because I remember watching this on TV at the time, there was a kids' programme called Saturday Superstore, which is on Saturday mornings, and they had some kind of talent contest, and she won it, and that was her song that she won with. And the second fact is, I remember her follow-up single coming out called Superman, and it was just credited to Claire. Smash Hits were making all these bitchy comments, like she's obviously become so big so quickly she's ditched all her friends.
She probably did.
And that was
well.
It. And this, we were actually thinking earlier, it's like, why can't you get that record anymore? And whatever happened to her? And we were actually thinking, what if she actually became some really powerful person in the record industry and actually kind of
superhero style, just so she could destroy that record?
Yeah, yeah. But she could be quite high up now.
She could be a crack whore. She'd be very high up. Yes, you never know. You never know. So yes, we played "It's a Shame" by Moni Love, featuring True Love, which
True Image,
True Love. Is it True Image?
True Image, yeah.
Oh, True Image. It's like
I've never heard of it.
Obviously, far too true. And then, of course, Claire and Friends is horrible, not horrible, horrible being in love when you're 8.5, especially on BBC Records. BBC responsible for that. Please blame them. Yeah, as you said, Saturday Superstore. My God, Noel Edmonds, before he decided to do dealing and banking.
No, it
banking.
Wasn't. Dealing, really? Really?
Wasn't it, Mike? It was Noel Edmonds.
It was Noel Edmonds, you know.
Yes, before he decided to do dealing.
If you're not crashing helicopters.
Mike's dealing. Mike, Pancake Smith, yes. I know. Him, yes. As we were watching him on Top of the Pops earlier on YouTube, doing that 96, 97. I was making all these nasty helicopter jokes about Mike Smith. Yeah. It's why did, yeah, here's another hit. Yes, your helicopter. Yes.
But it wasn't on Saturday Superstore, it wasn't Noel Edmonds, it was Mike Reed.
Oh, correctly. God, him of the bad glasses.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Oh, God. He was really bad in that link, wasn't he?
Yeah.
We saw on YouTube. So, anyway, yeah. I've brought some alcohol.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What is this?
Can you describe what you're seeing, Kirk?
It looks like Ribena tooth kind.
Except alcoholic.
I'm sure it's full of vitamin C goodness.
Although not that alcoholic, as you can see.
Does this actually contribute to my one five a day?
Yeah, five a day.
alcoholic units. Yeah, that is a bit disappointing.
It's 7.5%.
Normally, I wouldn't touch anything that low, 7.5%.
But it was $1.99. Nice price.
In these recession hit times. Do you know what song has been going around my head recently? Because every time you listen to the news, it's all about the credit crunch. Do you remember this song from the 80s? You are an obsession. You're my obsession.
An emotion obsession. Yes. Brilliant track. I've got that, yeah.
But it's going round my head, but replaced with the word recession.
You are my recession. We are in recession. You're my recession. And the other thing about this is, because we've got the backing music, people can't sample this and use it for some... Oh, that's strange.
What, advert for An Emotion's Greatest Hits?
Yeah, sorry, I just realised I was playing two Penguin Cafe. I was playing two Penguin Cafe Orchestra songs at once.
No one noticed.
And we didn't notice.
There was a mistake. What mistake?
Oh, God, that says a lot about the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. Anyway, we're now on live on air, except that we're actually not on air, but anyway. Oh, we are live on air, a dancer, apparently. Sorry, bad joke. We're now going to open this and probably take Kirk's eyes out of someone's, because we're going to try and
you're going to take both eyes out with one cork. That is impressive.
Haven't you heard of rebound? Right, okay, here we go.
Please be impressive.
This is going to spurt everywhere. I'm trying not to...
Did I miss anything?
Yay! Let me just get froth. Oh, dear.
It is. It's like Corona. Every bubble has passed its physical.
Oh, I was watching that advert recently.
Oh, Cresta.
You can get...
Strawberry
you can,
Cresta.
You can see...
It is Strawberry Cresta.
You can see those adverts on YouTube. Did 70s
you,
adverts.
Did you ever wonder why it's $1.99 a bottle? You've been sold Strawberry Cresta from the 70s.
Oh, no one will ever notice.
Come, a toast.
A toast to what?
A toast to... It's the 178th show, isn't it?
Yeah,
178th. Toast to the 178th show. And here's to 178 more.
Yes.
Oh, that's delicious.
Do you like that?
It's all right, yeah, it's nice.
Are you making waspish comments about...
No.
About hating Roseanne? I was like, oh, shit.
No, this is all right. This is nice. This is... Well, the fact it's sparkling...
And it's $1.99. Look, it's sparkling. Nice, it's sparkling. It's 7%, nice, and it's $1.99. Who gives a shit?
Look at all the bullet points on that. You're definitely coming along to my posh dinner party. You're going to be a plus one next time I get invited, something like that.
I think it's a good time to play some Wedding Present.
Wedding Present, really?
Yeah.
Try. much does high fidelity really increase our enjoyment of a musical arrangement? Listen and judge for yourself. First, here's an old recording of a Strauss classic. You'll notice that the range of tones is somewhat limited by the recording facilities available at the time. And even though this record was made by the great 200-piece Paris Symphony Orchestra, you still experience a feeling that something is missing. Rather empty, wasn't it? But now listen to the new way of recording as High Fidelity takes us right inside a recording studio. Sit back, close your eyes, and you are there as the orchestra plays the same selection, the beautiful Black and Blue Danube Waltz. When you want a melody you can whistle, we really have to go back to the old masters, don't we?
Thank you.
Hello. Ow.
Is that going?
Yes, it's going.
So as you
I'm bleeding as well. No, sorry, I'm not.
Okay. Oh, you're not? That's very disappointing. So as you can hear from our last couple of records, here at Radio Clash, it's all about the music.
Yes, it is. It's all about the music. It's all about the Blade Runner soundtrack as well. We had Kirk's Choice.
Yeah, it's so long ago, daughter. I can't remember what the
it
hell.
It was Ewan McColl's daughter?
Yes, there's a guy who works down the chip shop, swears he's Elvish, which
Elvish.
Is the new Harry Potter soundtrack.
And that's the one which we saw, we're watching it again. There is the classic YouTube video from a German station, which has the audience who seem to be switched off. They are zombies.
But this is weird. Until you actually pointed out now it's a real thing, I assumed it was a video and it was a joke. The fact that she's dancing and singing her tits off.
Ooh.
And occasionally you would see shots of the audience and basically they're not responding. They're sitting there like blankly and it is the most hilarious video I think I've ever seen.
The subtitles come up and it's obviously a German station program. It's called Disco or something.
Mm.
And they are just standing there like they're mannequins or they're just sort of, they're like in Westworld. There's the robots been switched off. It's like, I can't cope with it. They clap at the end on cue, which is kind of scary. Maybe they've just VT'd that in, I'm not sure. And then before that was Spike Jones, which is one of my choices, of course. I had the Black and Blue Danube, which is very funny. It is.
And No,
it's not. Everyone says, no, I love my silly music.
It was, but wasn't cartoon that when I had to do my toilet break and then I'm back
it
to
was, it was.
I know.
Before the 2 hours that have elapsed while we've had Chinese and everything else.
And
it was destroying this illusion of that was a continuous show. But yeah, during that time.
Yeah, we've got to get back up to speed because we're just kind of a bit bloated out on like Chinese takeaway. Plus, we were laughing our heads off at watching the Mini Pops videos.
Doing
on,
bad cover versions of Satisfaction.
Highly inappropriate material
for Train.
Eight years old.
I have to say, an 8-year-old sings better than Sheena Easton, though. It's not hard. But then before that was Wedding Present with Give My Love to Kevin.
Oh, that was it.
Classic. Very, very good. I like Wedding Present. They're still going. Because you know he went to do Cinerama. He split from David Gedge.
Mm.
Went to Cinerama with his girlfriend. Then she left him, so he's now back doing Wedding Present stuff again. Though I don't know if he's doing it with the rest of them. So he's still going. Quite scary. Still doing that sort of pained love song by people who can't be too scared to talk to girls type thing.
But the Wedding Present, the one who released a single a month back in 1993.
Yeah, hit. Yeah, and they released an album of it, which I have. It's very good. Yeah. They did like covers things like Falling.
I remember on the cut
Judy Cruz
that year. I think it was NME said on the front cover, "It's October, hooray! Only two more Wedding Present singles left."
Oh.
So I thought it was really bitchy. I like that fact. I like the a single a month. It's good. You know. Yeah.
I'm gonna play some new music.
Really?
From a new genre.
Yeah.
Well, new-ish.
Do we know what the genre's called yet?
It's called bounce.
Bounce.
Yeah, it's called bounce.
Is it a dance? Is it a dance thing?
Kind of.
It sounds like it should be like Gabba.
You know. Well, it's not actually. It's actually very kind of old school in its sort of 808-iness. But what it is it seems to be, well, it's kind of like a hybrid of, it sounds very similar to Bale Funk, or Funk Carioca as it's called, but Brazilian thing.
All right.
And South American things. And what they're doing is that they're taking, it's kind of not, well, bits of it are quite new. They're like doing vocalising stuttering samples, which you won't hear so much of these versions because I was trying to play the less extreme versions. The more extreme versions, just someone going bounce, 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 and they actually do perform that live. Obviously, in the records, they tend to sample it. Even on the records, they're doing it, so they're stuttering, and they're singing the stuttering, which is brilliant. But what they're doing is that it's usually around New Orleans. And sort of Houston and that sort of area.
Mm.
We've gone very ethereal.
Mm. Oh, it's nice.
You want to wail it.
It actually adds a certain gravitas to what you're saying.
Okay. And what it is, it's all about women shaking their behinds usually.
Oh, right,
sort
right,
of,
right.
You know that sort of, you might see in sort of sort of African and South video, American. No. Well, more than that, can I, you know, that it's very South American, that intense sort of shaking your bottom at very high speed, that kind of thing. But what has happened is that not only women get involved, but also we've got something called City Bounce, which is gay rappers who are doing it. So I'm going to play one from a woman called Cheeky Black, who this is early 90s, and then a more recent one from someone who's very comically called Sissy Nobby, of which is more of a gay. And as you might have guessed, they're kind of very explicit. But the interesting thing is that they're taking that sort of old school thing, but they're chopping stuff up and really messing with stuff. But they've got this weird call and response thing, or they'll just repeat a phrase or a word. Mm. And one of the ones I was going to play, but I didn't play because I don't want to play millions of songs, is just for about 30 seconds, goes tick, 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 bounce, bounce, shake, bounce, bounce, bounce. And it's nutty. It's just like, because also they're stuttering the beats in the background. So it's like you get this, you know, and it's just like crazy music. But this is probably not as crazy. This is more like where it came from in the early 90s. And this is Cheeky Black with Bitch Get Off Me, which is not going to be a transition from this music at all.
Cheeky Black, cheeky, cheeky black, cheeky, cheeky black, and this motherfucker. Cheeky black, cheeky, cheeky black, cheeky, cheeky black, and this motherfucker. Cheeky black, cheeky, cheeky black, cheeky, cheeky black, and this motherfucker. Cheeky black, cheeky, cheeky black, man. Do the ladies run this motherfucker? Hell yeah. Do them niggas rule this motherfucker? Hell no. Do the niggas rule this motherfucker? Hell yeah. Do the ladies rule this motherfucker? Hell no. Now let me just say, bitch, get off me. Jump, motherfucker, jump, jump, motherfucker, jump, jump, motherfucker.
2000 for sure.
Fire!
Ooh. Have you ever heard a song? True that you really want it? Ooh. Well, that's what I do. Ooh. And this is how it goes. I wish I could get booty with you so I can do you like I do. I wish I knew you had a big dick, someone to stick it in me. I got down on my knees and pray. The one day I get you, fucking you is all I wanna do.
I wanna
size 12 inch.
I want it
to go inside my booty. I want it large, not small. Give it to me, twin. I'm baby vulnerable. I just need to know, can you fuck me? Throw my ass up in the air, fucking like I don't care. You can make this no bitch scream your name. But if you put that dick inside me, make me kind of scream. Be in the position when I ask you, can you fuck me?
She wanna rock, she wanna rock, she wanna rock.
I want a burger to
scream.
That was Sissy Nobby with I Wish I Could, with, of course, the backing you've probably heard.
I did, yeah. I can't remember the original.
Don't Look Any Further.
Don't Look Any Further, yeah. As sampled by Eric B. and Rakim and all that.
Yes, and also by Sissy Nobby there.
Yeah, and also M People.
There's no accounting for sample taste, is there?
Out of the four of them, I think M People are probably the filthiest.
What did they say about, you know, I wish you could fuck me? You didn't hear the lyrics about saying how you could throw my lugs in the air, and the first that song is actually...
You want your lugs?
No, Phil, you'd throw my legs in the air. You got my lugs in the air, yeah. Just to pin my ears back. It's like Gary Lineker, No, but yeah, it's a very filthy song. As is kind of, not as, probably not as bad as that one, was Bitch Get Off Me by Cheeky Black. And that sounds like a really dodgy name, but that's actually her name, Cheeky Black with two Ks.
Is that her name? She was christened like that.
Yeah, yeah. When she, yes, when she came out of the womb, they said, you're going to be called Cheeky Black. And they're like, oh, okay. So yes, that was Bounce. Although those are kind of the more poppy versions. As I say, I had some very extreme ones. But you got to play because you were in the toilet anyway. But anyway, I didn't want to play because they would be like, oh my god, what the fuck is this? Bounce, cheeky bounce, cheeky cheeky bounce. Apparently, just like Tears and Rain. I was watching this movie, actually. I was watching Blade Runner.
Which version?
The new version, Final Cut.
Which one's that? Well, that's a pointless thing to say, because you know in a couple of months, they re-edit the movie, it's going to be the final cut. Has it got the voiceover, or hasn't it?
Well, no, they got rid of the voiceover ages ago. That was the first one.
Things, do you voiceover. Am I right in thinking, when was it, sometime last year, they did a DVD box set, and it's got, like, all the versions, yeah. About five different versions. Why don't they just do a version where, using the DVD remote, you can actually switch the voice on or off, and you can cut the scenes how you want. Basically, exactly. What's that thing, the stems, you know, like the remix like Radiohead track.
Yeah.
Basically, you just got the various scenes, you can cut them how you want, you can be your own director.
More like cut flowers.
It's the only way that they're ever going to be satisfied, you know.
It's more like weeds cut off, and stems. But anyway.
But you know, I mean, he's never going to be satisfied, is he?
No, he isn't. Never, ever, 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 ever. Until someone asked him to do Aliens again.
Yeah.
Or Alien.
Or what if he remixes that Hovis commercial he did in the late 70s? You know, with the one and the boy on the
bike. Come have it with the boy on the bike.
Can we have it without the brass band?
Can we have it with a Pulp Fiction shootout?
Yes.
Or can we not have it with a Pulp Fiction shootout? Yeah. Yes. Can we have it in colour and lurid 3D rather than boring sepia and stuff like that?
Yes.
I think there is a market for that, definitely. Mm. So
it should be actually be able to get just a Ridley Scott DVD box set, and you can mix bits in from all his entire body of work.
And well, that'd just be loads of people looking rightly scared, and some lots of tracking shots on expensive scenery.
Yeah,
that'd be him. Yeah. And what else did he do anyway? I've forgotten what he's done recently.
Oh God!
Apart from remix all of his old films, he's a bit kind of. Lacking in work, really, isn't he? Or is he? He did that. Didn't he do a Mars movie? Everyone's doing Mars movies. I'm sure he did one of the Mars movies.
Oh, what did he do? Did he do Black Hawk Down or something?
Yeah,
that was a while back.
I don't remember him. I don't remember him doing anything recent. I mean, probably he has done loads of movies, just not very good ones. But anyway,
You say that he's probably done something like really big, and we've just forgotten about it. I can't remember.
I blame the Pink Fizzy stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't wait for Hovis the movie, though.
Yes, I know, that would be good. Hovis 2, the comeback. So, we're now going to play one of your choices, I think, are we?
Yeah, you're the one with the mouse. I mean, just
squeak,
drag a track
squeak,
somewhere.
Squeak, 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 squeak. This is one of Kirk's cheesy reggae.
Actually, it's not. It's like I didn't know what to play today, so I just grabbed a CD, a couple of CDs before I came out, and one was
the
was
cheesiest
like,
reggae
no,
it was, compilation
it was
ever. Called, dot,
like,
ever.
It was called like 100%. No, it was the best reggae album in the world ever. ... Registered copyright symbol
with extra sunshine.
Yeah,
they're usually called
asterisk footnote. This might not be true. It might not be their best one in the world ever.
They usually call stuff like Maximum Sunshine.
Yeah, but
and then Maximum Sunshine, the final cut. Yeah, and the final,
it's got
final
DVD commentary by Ridley Scott.
Yes, I remember when we got the girls to do Uptown Top Ranking. This is when they got their heads blown off. Yeah, that could work.
But anyway, there were some really nice cheesy ones on there. I did want to play, but then I saw this one. I thought, this is not so cheesy. It's kind of credible, edible, and beddable. Let's go for that.
And then Tim calls it cheesy, so...
Yeah, is it cheesy? I don't think...
Well, I don't know. It's kind
this,
of...
This fits in with my colours theme, because we've had White Winter Hymnal, and now we've got
black.
Well, it's not really a theme, it's just...
Really, not really, no.
Well, you pointed it out that it wasn't the theme.
Yeah.
After Chirk, you told me not to fuck it up. Oh, so
you,
I
know
knew
the bit where I say, what bit of don't fluff it up? Don't you understand?
Well, after Kirk's cheesy reggae, I'm going to play some roots, some proper reggae. This is real reggae. This is proper stuff.
What's he like, Mavis?
He's a real tasty geezer.
He's grown his hair a bit, but it's smooth, not too long. And he wears a baseball shirt with a number 17 on. He looks great in his big white basketball boots. He's stupid over football and he looks me in the eye when he shoots. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae. Johnny Reggae, reggae, lay it on me. Reggae, reggae, reggae. Here comes Johnny Reggae.
I really like that, Crooks.
Crooks, cheeky Christ. Yeah, you have very cheeky crisis. Yeah, definitely. Oh, that was Johnny Piglets with the reggae.
That was
Johnny Reggae with the Piglets.
What's his name? Was that Jonathan King under an assumed name?
Even, well, an assumed voice as well.
He's probably living under an assumed name somewhere now.
Yeah, it's a bit like Where's Maddie,
but
isn't
that's,
it?
That's a...
Which we won't talk about because that. Anyway, because we've got to have some kind of related joke in every podcast, didn't you know? In every Tim and Kirk podcast. Anyway, so that was Johnny Reggae with the Piglets. No. Johnny Piglets with the Reggae. Or whatever it was. Whatever it was. And then before that was Bob and Marcia with Young, Gifted and Black.
Yes.
But there are YTS schemes for that, you know. And
YTS schemes?
YTS.
What decade are you living in? YTS schemes? Get with the program, Grandma.
Anyway.
Thatcher. Did you vote for Thatcher?
No, I blanked her out.
Okay, what's next on the agenda? Well, at Radio Clash, where it's all about the music. Although apparently sometimes it isn't.
More about the fuck ups and the bad jokes. But anyway, we have
Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Also on Freeview Channel 111.
Channel 8.
And
8.
On DAB. Did you send off the DAB license?
Oh no,
I forgot
about that.
We could have been on DAB as well.
Yes. It's like Sherbet Dib Dabs.
Are we on long wave?
No, but we are on AM.
AM, really?
Yeah, on short wave.
Wow.
So cool. You can hear us in Korea.
Yeah, cool. We could piggyback the BBC World Service and you can hear us anywhere on the globe.
Why would you want to be in the World Service? No one listens to the World Service.
Well, it's got very relaxing shipping forecasts, hasn't it?
Yes, it does.
You can fall asleep to it, just like the Vangelis.
So you're in Korea, you can listen to your shipping forecast in Dogger, Fisher, German, Bight and off Essex. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, I'm not saying you have to take notice of it. It's just like nice and calming.
I know it's calming, especially if you don't know the language.
I didn't say
it's referring to somewhere you don't live. But anyway,
it could just be a series of swear words, you know. If it's said in a very relaxing way,
fuck, cunt, rising,
clitoris,
corporate,
two.
Or good, clitoris,
clitoris two,
Abercrombie 5-3. Abercrombie and Fitch 5. Yeah, it's true, actually. Yeah, so you could do that. Rising. I love how they say rising. Good. It's like they're commenting on their own phrases, isn't it? Yes, I said that very well. Rising. Good. I mean, it's really bizarre the way they say that. And I've actually been to the Butt of Lewis. I have. I've been to the Butt of Lewis. And it wasn't part of
it all you hoped it would be? And less.
There's lots of seals there.
Seals?
Yeah, seals. not like that's crazy like a seal, no, just anyway. Mm. And there was no bad TV detective drama either.
Seals? What?
No, but of Lewis, wasn't he on?
Oh, he was on Inspector Morse, wasn't he?
Yeah, Inspector Morse, yeah. There's no Inspector Morse.
Inspector
Morse, yeah. Inspector Morose.
Yes.
That is so true, he was. He's so depressed all the time. Why didn't someone kill him?
Mm.
And then
well, John
fun.
Thor did die eventually, you know, so...
Was he killed by one of the viewers, depressed by his boring acting?
Come on, BBC.
Go,
come on,
why, ITV. Oh, why, oh, why?
Depressed of Scunthorpe.
Well, there he was. Well, anyway, we're getting towards the end of the show. We have two of your choices, actually.
Oh, do we?
We have Pete and the Pirates.
Yes.
Mr. Understanding.
Yes, that again, that's a so-called credible, edible, embeddable choice of mine.
Embeddable? Is it embeddable?
Embeddable.
Is it embeddable? Can I put it on my website?
It's object linking and embedding. you can link to it.
Olay!
Olay! Olay!
Olay!
Olay! What you need to do is... it's to make up for Serious Tat I played earlier, which I don't apologise for, but it might make up for some of Tim's tat as well. So, it's that good.
It makes up for Man You Love.
What?
No, I like Man You Love. I do. Yeah. It might not.
Whatever happened to her?
It might not make it for the Piglets though, which was actually my choice. That was a response to something we didn't play, which was Got to Be a Hustler If You Want to Get On.
Oh yeah, ding! yeah.
Which actually I played on. If you want to listen to that, it's actually on show 133. But that was one of your choices, and so I was actually responding to a choice which you haven't actually put in, so it doesn't make sense anymore, does it?
No,
anyway.
Very metaphysical. Great.
So anyway, we're going to play Pete and the Pirates. It's all very understandable.
Oh, are you going to play the other one as well?
I'll try after.
All right.
You alone.
That was The Specials with What I Like About You Is Your Girlfriend. What?
Yeah, that's the gist of it. What I like about
most
is,
about you yeah, is your...
Mostly what I like about you...
This is my sneezing.
It's not you. It's, but where is it?
It's up there.
Oh, there. I like the fact it's like, brackets, what I like most about you is your close brackets, girlfriend. It's... You know, I've just got rid of the brackets or put the whole thing in brackets.
Brackets make me sneeze.
Yeah, I noticed.
And then before that, another one of your choices, which was?
It was Pete and the Pirates.
Mr. Understanding with the yellow fingers.
Mm.
Very bizarre. What's that about, yellow fingers?
It was one of the Simpsons, I told you.
Yeah.
Must be. With the... As drawn by Matt Groening, it was.
We're talking more rudely about yellow yellow digits in The Simpsons. Anyway, moving very quickly on.
Yeah.
So this is the end. The end of the show. Yeah. And yes, so you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/Radio Clash. And you can email me and send me death threats or various colours to radioclash@mutantpop.net. Anyway.
Oh, can I just end in a Christian Bale style-y? I'm going to have to do this over here. You and I are finished professionally! How about that? Hope it didn't, you know, damage any equipment or anything like that.
But I was just... You're a nice guy! Yeah, I know. I was going to play that remix. I didn't know that was a cut, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, anyway.
Put it in the DVD extras.
Yes, we don't have a DVD extras. But anyway, we'll put it into DVD extras, definitely. So have you enjoyed your experience back after 2 years?
Yeah. It's been very surreal and weird and exhausting and tiring.
Yeah,
and
it's been
life-affirming.
Life-affirming.
Random.
Randy. It's been Randy. Randy. Colour Show.
But... the question I need to ask is, are we Cylon or are we Dancer?
Are we Replicant or are we Dancer?
That's true, because that would fit in. That would fit in, wouldn't it? So, have you enjoyed the show?
Yes, it's been good. It's slightly surreal.
Mm.
It's been a long time, and I feel like I'm sort of a bit out of puff on the whole podcasting front anyway.
It's really exhausting kind of dragging tunes from one area of the screen to another and pressing play and fading.
It's a little bit more than that. It's kind of arranging
it
all. Yes.
Oh, right, yeah.
Downloading all the songs illegally.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
And burning them off CD and stealing them off out of Woolworths and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Really? Woolworths, really? Are you breaking into empty Woolworths stores now to see if the administrators have left anything behind?
Any decent CDs behind? Yeah, true, yeah. In their bargain bins.
Stealing the shop fittings as well, like old cash registers.
No, just old bargain bins.
Yeah.
Got a stack of bargain bins around the back. Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to miss that about Woolies.
No, it's
the old searching through bargain bins for, you know.
Crap singles.
That 99p.
Which you buy in cassettes and then regret buying 10 to 15 years later.
Yeah.
I wish...
But that's another story, isn't it?
That's a very downbeat ending.
Mm.
So, yes. So you can...
Well, you can edit it out, can't you? It's fine.
Yes.
I'll just chop up the words.
Say, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Anyway. So it's goodbye from me and it's goodbye from Chirk.
So the next song, the last song, isn't one of Chirk's choices.
It's one of my choices. It's... the story is... I was in the restaurant last night with John quite early on. And not only did, very bizarrely, Suggs walk out of it. Interestingly, he's walked out just before Simply Red was played, so maybe he knew what was going to happen.
I think he's one of those rotters who puts it on the joke box. The
joke box.
He puts it in the jukebox as a joke.
I think he did it, didn't he? Yeah.
And then Scarpers, before he has to listen to his own record.
Yeah, I think he did. And then later on in the night, they were playing lots of cheesy classics.
Would be really funny if Mick Hucknall walked out the restaurant and then Simply Red came on the jukebox.
No. He walked out and then Madness came onto the jukebox as a protest against Suggs. Yeah, that would be good. But yeah, it was so they're playing lots of cheesy classics. And I was like, and the one song everyone played, everyone went, ooh, at the right point was this song. And so I thought, and especially sentiments. It's kind of a goodbye kind of song, especially as a bed's vent in it. It just seemed to be the appropriate song. So this is If You Leave Me Now by Chicago, which is a classic song, if very cheesy.
Mm.
So, goodbye.
Bye.
You say that with more.
More what? More bynness. Bye.
I want more bitude than that. Yeah. Oh, we want more. We want more feeling. More feeling. More feeling. We want morphine, actually. But anyway. Feelings of
guilt
by alcohol,
yeah.
Or drugs, or by Red Bull.
I don't have religion, so it's
a guy. No, he doesn't have religion. He said he has Red Bull.
It is the new religion. All the Hollywood stars are doing it.
Well, like internet, they've given up Cabala and they're now drinking Red Bull.
Yeah, they've got these little kind of tag things they wear around their wrists. Live. The ring pulls. I actually wear the ring pulls on
live. Them. Live on the mic.
Check two.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Baba.
Not that one.
Baba.
So it doesn't mind what happens. You can't stop the recording. No.